Earlier this year, in a North Philadelphia classroom, a second-year teacher took a chance. Rather than giving a typical writing prompt, she told her eighth graders to write about a time they started to care about something bigger than themselves. Basically, it was an invitation to write about anything. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt brings us this story of what happened when one teacher decided to get out of the way and allow her students to speak.
When Elijah Scott got the assignment, he was stumped.
I couldn't think of like really nothing that happened, because like nothing really happened in my life.
Jasir Jefferson was a little scared.
First, I didn't want to do it because it was like, it was deep.
And Christina Kelly was straight up unimpressed.
I said it was stupid.
Stupid and a little weird.
For real, like when she said we would have to do a narrative or something, I thought she would give us like a topic.
That's usually what Monique Trauger, an English teacher at Finletter School in the only section of North Philadelphia, would do. Boilerplate writing prompts are comfortable for students and teachers. But Trauger felt her students were ready for something more. So she left the assignment open-ended. She wanted them to write about them.
I was nervous, like, okay, so how can I make this into an assignment?
It took some prodding and some patience, but soon the story started pouring out. Weird stories, funny stories. Difficult stories.
They just wrote these beautiful, amazing, somewhat heartbreaking glimpses into their world and reality.
Elijah Scott wrote about how it felt to be rejected from every high school he applied to.
When I checked mine, it said disapproved on all of my high schools. That's when I started to care about my life and wanted to make a big improvement.
Jasir Jefferson opened up about an incident when a police officer called his dad the N-word. And Christina Kelly, who first thought the assignment was stupid, described the time her parents used her to conduct a drug deal and how she watched a man get shot and killed.
I always thought shootings were like the movies, as if they would slowly drop to their knees and slowly fall down. That this didn't happen. His life flashed before my eyes. He then flew back with the force as if he was weak. He laid there and choking on his own blood.
As one student opened up, it prompted another to do the same. Eventually, the students shared their essays at a public exhibition at the nearby rec center. It was a moment of contagious classroom magic. Even the kids can't totally explain it.
I didn't think that like, I could write all that, but then like I just kept on writing and writing. And then surprisingly, I looked back and then I wrote like a whole page.
Christina Kelly thinks she opened up because deep down she wanted to. All kids want to.
Kids do care. It's not like we come to school and act out. It's because there was a reason for it. That's the way that I know how to get it off.
Now she has a new way to get it off her chest and onto the page. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.